The Anchorage Economic Development Corporation released its annual economic forecast for 2010 yesterday. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Nearly 1,400 packed the AEDC luncheon at the Denina Convention and Civic Center to hear a series of descriptions and predictions about Anchorage's economy in 2010. In his 2010 forecast report, Anchorage Economic Development Corporation President and CEO Bill Popp said the recession pain of 2009 would extend into the new year.
For 2010, AEDC today forecasts a loss of 1,200 jobs, or an 0.8% reduction in total average jobs from 2009.
Although not enough to offset the overall job loss, the corporation's forecast also predicted a likely return to job growth late in the year. Popp then looked at the various segments of the Anchorage economy.
Employment is expected to grow in the healthcare sector. Employment in the oil and gas, government, and business and professional services sectors are expected to remain flat at 2009 levels in 2010. AEDC anticipates job declines in the leisure and hospitality sector, construction, trade, and transportation sectors in the coming year.
Translating that general view into predicted numbers, healthcare jobs will increase by 200. Government employment, which increased by 600 last year, will remain at just over 31,000 jobs in 2010. Business and professional services will continue at 18,600 jobs. Oil and gas industry jobs should be steady in the Anchorage area, but will drop statewide. Because many of those workers live in Anchorage, those layoffs could impact the local economy. Airline and transportation will fall by 200 jobs, retail by 300, and construction, which lost 500 jobs last year, will lose another 400 jobs. And the prediction says hotels, restaurants, and other businesses related to tourism will be down 500 jobs in 2010. Besides its economic forecast for Anchorage, the Development Corporation also released the results of its business confidence survey. Popp said, in general, Anchorage businesses felt a little more confident about 2010 than they did in 2009, and the confidence index at just under 54% showed them more positive than negative about the future. It also appears that respondents often felt better about the prospects for their particular businesses than for the Anchorage economy as a whole.
Respondents to the Business Confidence Survey anticipate increases in gross sales, net profits, and capital expenditures. The outlook for employment, though, was slightly down for 2009. Overall, survey participants still expect a decrease in Anchorage's economy in 2010.
Nearly 60% of the Confidence Business Survey participants listed health insurance costs as the most significant barrier to growth. 50% cited federal regulations as a significant or moderate problem. Like last year, almost half decried the scarcity of professional or technical workers available in the local job market. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.